on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from TO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 10 Game Recap Podcasts. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to go over one of our final four here for Big Brother Canada 10. One of their games from start to finish, from beginning to potentially end, as we look forward to the Big Brother Canada 10 finale on Thursday night. Today, I am here to talk about our third most likely member of the final three, and that will be Helena. Let's talk through Helena's game through Big Brother Canada 10. It's been an interesting one, and there are definitely some things to say, some things to talk about as we run through Helena's game. So let's get into it. We're going to rewind time, go all the way back to the beginning. As right now, Helena is in the final four, and she is at the mercy of Josh and Betty, as Josh holds the power of veto, and he plans to allow Betty to cast the sole vote to evict. She is now going to have to see if she can survive to the final three, and if so, probably will need to win that final HOH to have any kind of hope of winning this game. But how did she get here? Again, let's go back. We got to go back to week one, where there were no feeds. Not a whole lot we can talk about here in week one. But we can make some assumptions for Helena's game at the very least, because we do see Helena come out of week one with some different things going on for her, right? So what's happening in week one is that Herman wins the HOH. He creates the Savage Seven. He nominates Jess and Melina. Other alliances are forming. Marty, Moose, Kyle, Gino, the Mandams, the Retreat, the Honey Bunch. Now, Helena is part of the Mandams, but they don't really play a huge factor in the game for the most part. Jess is going to win the veto. Herman needs to replace them with Kevin, and Melina is evicted. We have no stock watch rating for Helena at this time. The feeds were not on. There was no roundtable to talk through what she was doing, but we have heard that she was an option for nomination here by Herman. He did consider her, ultimately decided to go with Kevin to hear Kevin tell it. He knew that Helena was an option. They were already working together by this time, and so he didn't really fight very hard, knowing that it would be Helena on the block instead of him. I don't know if I really believe that personally, but either way, she was an option, but ultimately it went to Kevin instead. If I had to guess, my guess would be that Helena's relationships, somebody in that group of guys potentially decided to say maybe not Helena, because she had some good relationships there, and it took Kevin a little bit longer to really develop those here in the beginning of the game. And that's because one of the things that we know she was doing is that she was creating the ghosts with Kevin, the final two, that is ultimately going to run most of this game. She also created a final two with Marty. She got into the Mandams Alliance. She fostered good individual working relationships with a few other people in the game, including Jace. She had some brief talks with Moose in the first couple of weeks, but that never really went anywhere. She, of course, again, you know, within the Mandams had, you know, a decent relationship, but not as much of a one-on-one relationship with them. She does have a decent relationship with Kyle as well. So she's creating these individual working relationships. That's the key word there, is that they're working relationships. It's not just like, hey, we're buds. It's, hey, I like you, you like me, we're working together, we're going to be looking out for each other. Very important distinction between that and just regular social bonds, because Helena is able to utilize these working relationships to stay off the block, as we see here in week one and in many future weeks. So heading into week two, where we finally have some actual stuff to talk about, Marty wins the HOH. Now, Marty's looking to target Jay, and he needs a pawn to put up next to Jay. There are some prime options for the majority alliance who are looking to get Marty to put up pawns. The first two primary pawns are Jess and Kevin, as the two people that hit the block the previous week and the people who are most on the outs, the least connected people in the house. He doesn't want to put either one of them up, though, because they have done some good work to ingratiate themselves with him. He feels like they are numbers that he can use. So instead, he's looking elsewhere. He ultimately lands on Jace, even though like Helena was also an option here. Betty is an option here, but Helena is an option to the house, not to Marty, because she made that good individual relationship. She has a final two with Marty. He ends up nominating Jay and Jace. Jace because she's close to Steph. But then when Jace wins the veto, he again needs a pawn. And again, people are pushing the outsiders, primarily Jess and Kevin. But again, Helena could have been an option if not for getting in with Marty, just like Kevin and Jess. He ultimately goes with the other easy option remaining on the board, and that is Betty, blindsiding Betty, putting her on the block. There's no real shift in alliances here this week, other than the fact that Marty would like to replace Moose with Herman in his group of four guys, because Moose is too much of a wild card. So Josh is going to be a little bit upset this week, but Helena is feeling pretty decent overall. Helena is going to get a 6 in the stock watch this week. We like that she has clearly done some good work to grab some social bonds, turn them into working relationships. That's keeping her safe this week. But overall, there's still a big structure in the house that needs to be toppled. And that's difficult work. That's a difficult thing to do. Just having good individual relationships is not enough to make that happen. We've seen that plenty of times in the past, and we are concerned for her ability to maintain this level of safety throughout the game if this big structure stays in place like it seems like it could. Good work, though, avoiding the block and staying safe this week. On day 8, she does convene with Kevin to figure out who they want to leave between Jay and Jace when Jace was still on the block. Kevin tells her, "We should keep whoever causes the most chaos." And she tells him about the Mandam's alliance. She's not really loyal to it. She says she's just covering her bases. This is the first indication to us that Kevin is her true allegiance in the game. She is going to be telling him everything. And that is a pretty fundamental aspect of her game throughout the season, is that she's working very closely with Kevin, of course. On day 9, a lot of people are talking about wanting to pull Helena into their bigger alliances. And this is great. Again, it's an example of these individual relationships coming in pretty clutch for her, except the fact that it never really happens. She has these individual relationships, but she does not really try to build anything bigger out of them. Despite the fact that there are a lot of people like the four guys are like, maybe we should pull in Helena to include a woman. We see Summer and them talk about trying to pull Helena into something even bigger than, you know, the Mandems. There are conversations that happen about that all on day 9 from all sides of the house, but again, never really happens. On day 10, Marty is going to rat out his final two with Helena to Gino. So Gino knows about the fact that Marty has a final two with Helena. Gino is one of the people in the house that Helena does not have a great connection with. And Gino, of course, is going to eventually tell Jace about the fact that Helena is working with Marty, which hurts her relationship with Jace. Another danger of this individual style of game is that it's very easy to get caught if people start talking. And this is what's going to happen because Marty likes to talk. So on day 12, after the veto has been used and everything seems settled, Jay is leaving. Her and Kevin are going to joke about the fact that they're in a position where a lot of people in the house, you know, a lot of the bigger players are looking at Kevin and Helena as players that they'd like to win the HOH because they basically they want people to do their dirty work for them. And they think that's very funny. It's putting them in a place where they're in a good spot for now. Again, a lot of work to be done, but they're getting there. So in week three, Kyle wins the HOH, and of course, all sorts of nonsense happens. He initially wants to target Betty or Jess. Then he decides he wants to target Steph. Then Steph says,
"Where's Moose?"
And then, you know, we get the,
"Oh my gosh, what Moose is doing. This is an award-winning performance."
And all of that stuff. So he ends up targeting Moose, puts Steph on the block next to Moose. He is at this time feeling pretty good about Helena. He feels like Helena is somebody that he can work with. And so Moose ends up winning the veto. Kyle is convinced by Marty to take a shot at Josh. And then he replaces Moose with Josh. The house, though, is ready to flip on Kyle. And Kevin wants it to be a blindside. Kevin flips Marty against Kyle. And that's pretty much the week. Kyle is blindsided. We get this you suck at lying. And Steph is evicted. All of the alliances in the house are blown up from this week. So where is Helena in all of it? She gets a 6 on the stock watch. And this is in part because of some things that we'll talk about throughout the week in terms of how she handles all of this chaos, all of this opportunity throughout the week. So on day 14, she talks to Kyle about nominations. He doesn't want to nominate her. He feels good about her and likes that he can feel comfortable talking game with her. He doesn't get why more people don't see her as an asset in the game. He feels very good. And it's, again, this is great a great example of her great work in the game, developing these individual relationships. Also on day 14, both sides of the house at this point recognize that Helena is kind of playing both sides. They see that Helena has a lot of good relationships on the other side. But they believe that she's really with them. So particularly Marty talks about this, both Summer and Tanisha talk about this, that like, yeah, you know, Helena talks with people like Marty, but we think she's with us. You know, Helena's a number for us. Let's make sure that Helena's locked in with us. Marty tells, you know, Gino and Kyle, like, yeah, you know, they think they have Helena, but in reality, I have Helena. We have Helena. She's actually with us. Which is, again, it's good for the short term. It's a difficult long-term thing to maintain. And so we're a little bit nervous about that, but she's doing a great job so far. On day 16, new alliances are trying to form, because, you know, Kyle's blowing things up left and right and people are looking for some comfort. Kevin tells her that they need to keep Herman from rebuilding, specifically because this is where the Rebel Rejects are trying to form. And Herman is supposed to be included in the Rebel Rejects. Kevin says we cannot let Herman in. This guy, it will play the whole house if we let him. And we need to stop this from happening. On day 17, Kyle lets her know that he's going to be targeting Josh. And he gives her a pitch. He says, look, I would like for you to join my alliance. It's a four person alliance. I would love for you to make it a five person alliance. And she says, wow, yeah, thank you so much. And then he leaves and she goes, oh my God, this guy thinks I'm an idiot. I'm not going to be your fifth. She really wants both Kyle and Hermann out of the game. Also on day 17, she learns about the now completely defunct and blown up Savage 7 from Tanisha. And on days 17 and 18, we see some of this happening. She's concerned about what she should do with the vote. And this is, again, part of why I think she is going to get that six rating here, despite the fact that things are definitely improving around her. She doesn't exactly know what to do with it. We see in the episode that she says she hates all of this chaos, what Kyle's doing. She feels like it's exposing her game and she doesn't want to do anything with it. Whereas we saw it as a great opportunity that things were going very well for her, that these structures were being demolished, and that would provide a foundation for her to really succeed with this style of game that she's playing. And so she's really worried about the vote between Josh and Steph. She feels like she is potentially a swing vote, her and Kevin. And she thinks that no matter what she does, she's going to be on the bottom of either side. That if she goes with the guys and she evicts Josh, then she'll be at the bottom of the guys' alliance. And if she goes with, the women and some of the other, remnants of the Savage Seven, that she will be on the bottom of that side as well. And she doesn't quite recognize that, like, everything's blown up at this point. And the public wavering, the lack of locking it in, is going to annoy Hermann, weirdly. Hermann has a whole other weird thing with Kevin, which we'll talk about when we talk about Kevin's game. He's annoyed with both of them, primarily, though, with Helena at this point. He feels like Helena is being annoying by not locking in her vote. Meanwhile, Helena's getting annoyed with Hermann for not locking in his vote and seeming like he is working with the guys. So despite the fact that she is torn, on day 18 and 19, she is going to finally realize, oh, I'm not actually the swing vote. The votes are here for Josh to stay anyway. Kevin wants Josh to stay, and she starts working on her relationship with Josh, trying to, like, work with him to get the votes. Josh ends up telling her that he trusts Kevin's vote the most of anybody's. And so things kind of fall into place here, and they get through the week. Kyle and Jace and Gino are blindsided, and we get Steph gone, and we head into week four. So in week four, Gino wins the HOH, and he would like to target either Betty or Tanisha, but he ends up putting Jess and Marty up on the block. Marty for optics, as we've talked about. Marty ends up winning the veto. Gino's trying to decide between Tanisha or Betty when he has a conversation with Helena and then Summer, which convinces him to put up Kyle instead. Gino decides to make good with the house, and he gets rid of Kyle. We do see the seeds of the five starting to form this week, which we'll talk about. And the siblings are also formed. This is basically the Mandems subbing Helena out for Jess. Kyle is going to be evicted this week. Helena gets a five in the Stockwatch this week, which is down from what happened the previous week, obviously. Things are still kind of moving around here, but I think the primary reason she gets a five is that not only did she not take the opportunity to really solidify a good position and rebuild something, Kevin is doing that for her to some degree, but none of Kevin's work is really involving her yet. I mentioned that the seeds of the five are here. That's Kevin integrating himself with the showmans. It's Kevin getting in with them. Helena is going to be able to maintain some of the relationships she has with some of those people, but she's not really involved in any big group yet. And so we're starting to get a little concerned about that. And in addition to that, on day 21, she is going to get into a little bit of trouble. So one thing about Helena's game is that she doesn't like being in a position where people are mad at her or blame her for things. And so with the blindside vote, her goal was to avoid blame with Gino, Marty, and Jace. Gino's the HOH now, by blaming Hermann for it. Her and Hermann, again, Hermann had started to get annoyed with her. He had considered putting her up on in week one. They just haven't ever really gotten along very well. And she decides she's going to blame Hermann. He was also being shady with the vote. And so her story is that Hermann approached her last minute and got her to flip against Steph, that she was not planning to, but that's what happened. This gets back to Hermann, who's pretty annoyed, and he calls her a liar, and their rivalry really starts to heat up here. She wants him out bad. He wants her out. And he's starting to talk about targeting her, and it's starting to sound like, uh-oh, like Helena could theoretically be a target. She got in a little bit of trouble here. Now, of course, we know that doesn't really go anywhere, as there's going to be the game's going to go in a different direction. But on day 23, she does make a play to flip Gino against Hermann. She goes to Gino. At this point, Marty has won the veto. And she tells Gino, look, I'm going to tell you this. If you tell anyone, I'm going to be in real trouble. But some of your guys that you think are your guys are not actually your guys. In particular, Hermann is no good. He's not actually with you. You think he's with you, but he's really not. And this is mostly true, somewhat of a lie. You know, she says Hermann is really flippy floppity. And she drops some of the things that Hermann has been saying, primarily about Kyle, but sort of included Gino, you know, a little bit. And he has said some things, of course, about Kyle, lots of things, in about his game and all of the messiness of it, talking about, somebody send help. And it's just the messiest.
This is the worst and messiest HOH of all time.
Yeah. So she talks about some of that. And this scares Gino. He's like, oh my God, if I don't have Hermann, and then, you know, we're talking about, they at this point think that Tanisha and Summer and Betty are working together. They have Hermann. Maybe they have Moose. We're now looking at like an other side of the house that is not working with him. He gets really worried about this. And, this wasn't really, I think, Helena's intention, but she sets Gino up perfectly for Summer to come in after her and hammer home Gino. If you want safety in this game, you'd better do what I say. You'd better put Kyle on the block. And Gino is cowed into submission to some degree here. He ends up doing so. He puts Kyle on the block, and Helena's fine with this. Helena wanted Kyle gone. She's going to get into some arguments with Kyle about the flipped vote. She gets into some trouble there as well. But with Kyle gone, that's fine with her.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
On day 25, Kevin is going to propose an alliance with Josh. And he says that he feels that Helena is better to work with than Betty, because Betty is too tied to Summer and Tanisha. And Josh is going to agree, because, you know, that's what people do with Kevin. So we see the seeds of the crash test dummies here as Kevin starts to plant them. And we head into week 5, where Jess wins the HOH. And this is the first week where the crash test dummies, aka Kevin at this point, really actually have some power that they can use rather than just trying to stay safe. So Kevin's going to get to work. He wants Hermann out. He convinces Jess to nominate both Hermann and Moose. but Herman wins the veto. And so as a backup target, Kevin convinces Jess to nominate Tanisha. Then Kevin orchestrates a split vote blindside to send Tanisha home. And this is going to create the five, which is Kevin, Helena, Marty, Gino, and Jace, as they all vote together and blindside the other side of the house. Kevin is also going to create the crash test dummies by pitching for Josh to help orchestrate this split vote and be a mole on the other side. Now, at this point, the Mandams are destroyed because Helena is going to betray them by voting Tanisha out. The siblings are over because Jess nominates Tanisha, and the alliances are still a mess. Herman is still trying to make something work, but none of it's really landing very well. So Helena gets a six in the stock watch this week. She is going to be back on the rise here. Things start to look a little better for her. The only reason, again, that she doesn't get a little bit higher is that she is in a position where she's having to betray a group of people here by voting for Tanisha to leave. And she does get into some hot water because of it. It's, again, because it's all Kevin's sort of plan. Kevin is the one that comes out smelling the best. And it's the other people like Helena who need to get a little dirty and get in a little trouble. So on day 27, Kevin is going to vouch for Helena with Jess. Helena is theoretically an option for Jess to nominate, but Kevin is really going to put in work to make sure that Helena is not going to touch the block. This is particularly relevant moving forward in the week. On day 29, Helena sits in on a lot of, it has been sitting in on a lot of the conversations that Summer, Betty, and Tanisha are having about Jess's HOH. And she then uses that information on day 30 to get closer with Jace and pin Jace against Betty. Jace is pretty anti-Betty for a little while. A lot of that is from Helena spilling some tea to Jace about what Betty is telling her about Jace. And the women at this point, Tanisha, Betty, and Summer, are concerned about how close Helena is with Jace. They don't know that they can trust Helena. In fact, Tanisha and some of the others, including Moose, are going to actually try to push Helena to be the renom after the veto is won by Herman. They are concerned that Tanisha will go up because Marty let it slip to Betty that Tanisha was going to go up. And they push hard for Helena to be the person that goes up. They've been a little bit worried about their loyalty, and they feel like, because again, like the whole Herman thing with trying to blame Herman for the vote, there's just been that that group and the relationships within that group have been a little shaky for a little while. And they're going to push for Helena to go on the block. This happens on day 30 and day 31. They make multiple pushes. Now this is a little tricky because there's some stuff we don't know about what went down here, for the renomination, but we do know that, at some point Jess did consider putting Helena on the block pretty heavily, it seems. In fact, we believe based on what has been said that, that she straight up was going to put Helena on the block. Until they blame it on Marty. In the episodes, we saw Kevin stepping in and preventing it basically at the last minute, Kevin stepping in and shutting it down. So we don't really know again, like what happened there. They say that Marty is the one that stopped it from happening. But again, in the episode, we saw Kevin doing it, which makes sense because they're just going to blame Marty for it. And Jess wouldn't want Kevin to get in trouble for it. So Jess is also going to help blame Marty for it. And it's hard to know exactly how serious it was, but it does appear that it came pretty close, that Jess very nearly was persuaded to put Helena on the block, which could have been devastating for Helena's game. Helena could have gone home against Moose here. It is definitely possible, as again, the women, and Herman would have wanted her out. Tanisha, Summer, and Betty had all been a little skeptical of her lately. They had also been skeptical of Moose, but, and that's, there's a whole thing that's happening with Moose, but, it's definitely possible that she could have been in some real danger here if she had touched the block. Luckily, though, she avoids it primarily through the help of, again, her great individual relationships, you know, coming in clutch, Kevin in particular, and maybe a little bit of Marty, who knows. Either way, Jess is going to rat them out eventually. Jess is going to let Helena know that her name has been pitched by other people. Helena does promise to vote however Jess wants. That's prior to the crisis that's on day 30. On day 31 is when Jess decides, I might just put her up anyway. But she does not go up on the block. Tanisha goes on the block and everything's okay. On day 31, her and Kevin get to work ensuring that there's a flip against Tanisha. They felt like Tanisha is a huge threat in the game and has a lot of connections. She's the glue that holds the other side together and they would like for her to go. Helena feels morally conflicted about this decision, but the fact that they were pushing for her to leave helps soothe that feeling a little bit. She asks Kevin on day 31 if this is the right move. She's concerned not only morally, but also strategically. It exposes her with the other side. They're going to be so mad because Helena would need to vote with the five against Tanisha, Betty, Summer, Moose, all of these people. And they're all going to be upset with it. She's not going to be able to play that her game anymore because they're going to know that she's not with them. But Kevin says, look, can't be afraid of Betty and Summer. It's the right call. And we should do it. She's okay. All right. She wonders if they should tell them. This is going to happen a few times that Helena is thinking like, should we tell them though? Kevin says, no, the blind side is important. The blind side is important because it's important that that the other four vote the other way. This is a vital part of Kevin's plan. He wants these five people to vote this specific way. If it gets out that the votes are not there, people from the other side will start jumping ship. People especially like Herman, who was looking for a way to jump ship, very nearly convinced, it was a close thing that Herman almost jumped over to the other side before figuring out or deciding that he wanted to campaign to keep Tanisha around. So we'll talk more about that in Kevin's game recap. But ultimately, Kevin says, no, it needs to be a blindside. And look, at the end of the day, yes, they'll be mad at you, but we're going to work to make sure that Jess gets the majority of the blame. And she says, okay. So Kevin then pitches the crash test dummies to Josh. Josh wonders, why Helena? You know, why her? Kevin says, she's really smart. Talk to her. You'll see. You'll see. Helena's great to work with. She's like, okay. All right. And he does talk to Helena eventually and they get along well enough, but it's primarily Kevin fostering that relationship. Kevin gives her the full pitch the next day on day 32. He tells her that if they create sides of the house, they can use Josh to run things, to run like the whole house for a little while, basically. You know, that's one person off the board from the other side that will be mad at you. He can step in and help us, you know, again, direct things like pass the blame on to Jess for us, keep you off the block if they win. It's going to be a very good thing for us. And we're at the same time, we're just stringing him along. We will cut him when necessary. She is a little concerned. She says she has some concerns, but ultimately she agrees with the play. And the crash test dummies are a go. On day 33, Helena continues to have some reservations about the vote, but Kevin, again, keeps her on track. They both are still looking to target Herman next week, and the plan locks in to place. Tanisha is blindsided, and we head into the safety chain. Double eviction, week 5, part 2. Moose wins the prime safety and gives it to Herman. Then it goes Josh, Betty, Summer, Kevin, Marty, Helena, the last to be saved, before the final three of Jess, Gino, and Jace being vulnerable for potential eviction. Kevin, of course, is going to make a play here using Helena's relationship with Marty to hide her relationship to him. He gives safety to Marty, hoping that Marty will give it to Helena over Gino, Jace, or Jess, which Marty does. Which of course leaves Jess, Gino, and Jace on the block. Jace ends up winning the safety competition, leaving both Gino and Jess left on the block. Now, Josh and Betty discuss potentially flipping the vote on Gino. They discuss it with Kevin, Marty, and Helena. Kevin is pushing hard for it to happen, but they run out of time. And when Betty sees Marty struggling on the couch, she backs out at the last second. Helena does not get the memo. She's on the other couch with Marty. So both Helena and Marty still vote Gino out, thinking that the votes are still going to be there, but they're not. And Jess is evicted. So we head into week six, and Helena is in a slightly tricky position here. Marty is going to win the HOH, and he is pissed. He feels he was tricked into voting Gino, and he thinks it was a trap set for him. He wants Josh out, but Kevin is going to really help convince him that Betty was the prime conspirator. He shifts the target to Betty instead. He nominates Josh and Betty. Kevin wins the veto and convinces Marty it's a good idea to backdoor Herman. He uses the veto on Josh, and Marty does, in fact, backdoor Herman. Now, throughout the week here, Jace and Gino are going to drift over to Herman, who's trying to pull them in, but then Herman goes on the block. They're going to try and drift over to Betty and Josh, and that time, that's going to stick at least temporarily. We'll talk through that. Betty this week is, or sorry, Helena this week is going to get a six in the stock watch yet again. She is in a position where, is this a six? I feel like, hold on. I might have written this down. No, I think it was a six. Yes, it was a six. Okay. Helena gets a six in the stock watch this week. And I believe this is, because she again is going to get a little bit of blame here for some of what's happening. So the fallout of the previous, vote is not helping, her current position. And just in general, like as the weeks go on, yes, the crash test dummies are in play here, but, she is losing, Summer and Tanisha. We'll talk through it all, right? Day 34, she's in some hot water for the Gino situation. She gets caught. This is another part of it. She gets caught. Okay. Now I remember. We're gonna run through it, and we're gonna sort of explain why. Again, her rating is a little bit limited in terms of where she's at here in the stock watch. She's in some hot water for the Gino situation during the double. Both her and Kevin, though, are able to help pin the majority of the blame on Josh and Betty, primarily Betty. On day 34, her and the crash test dummies agree to target Herman this week. Even though Josh is close to him, they feel like that's what's best for them. Both Summer and Herman are going to clock that Helena is lying about the vote against Gino. We see this on day 35. Helena lies about the fact that she voted Gino out. She says, absolutely not. It wasn't me. Marty admits to him, to his vote, but Helena is going to continue to deny it. Summer sees right through Helena. Herman also sees that Helena is lying. That's again, like she gets a little bit caught there, and it does not help her relationship with Gino and Jace. On day 35, though, her and Kevin agree that, look, if we're not able to get, Gino out this week, if we're not able to get Herman out this week, then we're going to have to take out Betty. Betty's the person we have to remove from the game. We don't want to necessarily, but, if she has to take the fall for it, she has to take the fall for it. On day 36, we get a weird series of events where before Kevin wins the veto, Marty tells Helena that he wants to backdoor Herman. She's elated. She's super excited. But then after Kevin wins the veto, he goes back to Helena and she's like, so are we backdooring Herman? And he's like, oh no. She kind of misunderstood. She thought he wanted to do this. And instead he was, I think, mostly saying like, well, if the veto played out in a certain way, I would do it. And so she's kind of confused and annoyed at the fact that he's not going to do it now. Marty then tells Kevin that he's weirded out by how much Helena wants him to backdoor Herman. Kevin, though, is going to be able to turn him around on this. And he eventually decides, yes, he's going to backdoor Herman. Throughout the week, day 34, 36, and 37, Helena is going to spend a lot of time trying to repair her relationship with Summer after the Tanisha blindside. And it works. She eventually gets there with Summer a little bit. Summer eventually tells Betty that they need to consider working with Helena again. Just think of her as like an annoying coworker. Betty is not convinced, though, and this ultimately does not really go anywhere. On days 38 and 40, we're going to see this play out. Despite the fact that her and Gino have agreed to the Herman backdoor, Jace is still a little skeptical of how it all plays into Kevin and Helena's hands. So basically, once Kevin wins the veto, he wants to use it. He pitches it to Marty that they should backdoor Herman. Marty's reluctant at first, but he eventually breaks through. Marty pitches it to Gino. Kevin has also pitched it to Gino. Gino is not loving it, but agrees. And so they've both agreed to the Herman backdoor, but they're like, why are we doing Herman? Why is this playing into Kevin and Helena's hands? Are Kevin and Helena working with Marty? Jace remembers, hey, I know that that Helena has a final two with Marty. I didn't think it was that serious, but she decides, all right, let me test Helena. She baits Helena into lying to her, essentially. She says, I know Marty has a lot of final twos. I think he has one with Kevin. Does he have one with you, Helena? And Helena says, no, definitely not. I think probably just feels like I owe him one because of the whole safety chain situation. Now, again, Jace knows that he saved Helena because he has a final two with Helena. Helena says, in fact, I have no final twos. We should have a final two, Jace. And Jace is like, sure. Helena fails this test, and Jace now knows that Helena is lying to her and feels like Helena and Kevin are, and particularly Helena, because Kevin's going to do some good work to separate himself for, temporarily at least, from Marty. And so, Jace doesn't really want to work with Helena. She tells this to Gino, and with Betty and Herman on the block after Herman goes up, Betty's going to pitch that they make a final four, herself, Josh, Jace, and Gino. And Jace is very much on board because she doesn't think she can work with Helena because Helena's too close to Marty. So this is a big error. And this is, again, one of the big reasons why I believe her rating is maybe a little bit lower than you might expect this week. She kind of sticks her foot in her mouth a little bit, in that situation. And things are not looking super great for either Kevin or Helena by the end of this week, in part because of it. With Jace and Gino now working with Betty and Josh, and against Marty, they're looking like they're in a little bit of trouble. Betty still doesn't like Helena. Summer was like a little bit warmed up to Helena, but eventually cools off again. And even Marty is still like starting to get a little suspicious of Helena because of the whole double eviction situation and lying about the vote. And her relationships with Moose has never really been there. Herman does leave this week, which is fantastic for both of them, but they still have a lot of work that they need to do. So we head into week 7, where Gino is the HOH, and he wants Marty out. He's done with him. Additionally, he feels like because he's got Josh and Betty on one side, Kevin and Helena on the other, just put up Summer and Moose in an effort to get Marty backdoored. Helena wins the veto. She doesn't use it. She doesn't want Marty backdoored. And by convincing Gino and Jace that it's the right call to not use the veto, they actually end up convincing Jace to not use the veto when she gets a secret one. So this is a huge week for both Kevin and Helena. I give her an 8 this week. She gets a 7 overall. And this is because this is the first week where the positioning is locked in and it's not hampered by some like hesitations, some indecision, or some mistakes that she's making. And they come out of the week actually looking pretty decent, right? So on day 42, Helena is going to be told by Gino that he's putting up Moose and Summer. The week starts in a not great place from the previous week. She thinks it's a good idea to put up Moose and Summer. She does not know that it's a ploy to backdoor Marty and that Gino is secretly working with Josh and Betty. Jace on day 42 tells her that Kevin has proposed they bypass Marty and make a final four. Helena loves that idea. She does think Marty needs to go, but maybe not yet. Again, little does she know that that Jason and Gino are looking to take Marty out now. On day 43, Kevin talks to Josh about Helena being a bigger endgame threat than him, especially if she never touches the block. We see an example of this on day 43. It's going to continue to reoccur throughout most of the rest of the season. That despite the fact that Kevin is definitely loyal to Helena, he's also going to just make sure, if possible, if things go wrong, that he's the one that survives the thing that goes wrong. And one of the ways that he's going to do this is by trying to prop up Helena a little bit, both in terms of her endgame jury threat and just in general, like how good she is as a player. Really trying to, because you can't really just like force that narrative right at the end. Kevin's going to start all the way back on day 43 to really try and craft this narrative with people that he thinks might end up being in the end game. Not great for Helena, but we'll see how it goes. On day 43, though, Helena wins the veto, and that certainly helps Kevin's pitching her as a threat, right? But it's also huge for her game because she's finally won something and she needs to get some credit with the jury. So she wins the veto and Josh tells Kevin that because Josh is spilling the tea.
So I'm spilling the tea to Kevin.
He tells Kevin that if Helena uses the veto, Marty will go up. And he spills the rest of the tea to Kevin as well in terms of his alliance with Gino and Jace. Kevin then fills Helena in on day 44. He says, "Do not use the veto. We are in trouble." He's been working on Gino and Jace ever since he found out about this from Josh. So it's vital that she doesn't use the veto. Josh is a lot more dangerous than they thought. Josh had an opportunity to take complete control of this game. Luckily, he told Kevin about it instead of deciding to run the game himself. Josh or Gino need to go next. They are dangerous. They both agree to keep Summer. Between Summer and Moose, since Helena's not planning to use the veto because she's more likely to take the shot at Gino than Moose is. And she tells Kevin, you just keep, you know, keeping Josh close by making him think that you two are a lot closer than we are. And he says, don't worry, Josh already feels that way. On day 45 and 46, Helena's work with Summer again, to sort of reconcile their relationship a little bit. It had already kind of cooled off. And then when she doesn't use the veto, Summer's pretty annoyed with her. And that relationship is gone for now, yet again. On day 47, Moose is going to make a pitch to Helena and she kind of is convinced that maybe we should keep Moose around. But when she talks to Kevin, Kevin says, no, he's too good. You can't believe him. He's a liar. Moose has got to go. And so he turns her back around. On day 47 as well, Kevin is going to work on Jace some more, convincing her to use Helena as a pawn over him in the event of a triple. Again, using the fact that she's never been nominated to his advantage, and trying to make sure that she would be the one that goes up instead of him. Again, little things that Kevin is doing to ensure that he is in a better position than Helena throughout the game. So that's pretty much how this week goes. Again, of course, Jace does not use the secret power of veto, which certainly helps them out a lot later, although it temporarily hurts them because Marty wins the HOH in week 8. He would love to target Betty and Josh again. Kevin and Helena would love for him to target Gino, but they can't seem to get him to come around on it. And in part, that's because Jace has told him, I had the secret power of veto and I didn't use it because I'm loyal. And Marty believes her because, you know, why wouldn't she use it if she had it and she wanted to backdoor him? And in addition to that, Marty is starting to get a little suspicious that Kevin and Helena are working with Josh. So his primary target here is Betty and he nominates Betty and Josh. Summer ends up winning safety from Canada, and then Betty wins the veto. And this puts Marty in a tough spot. He has to nominate someone from the five. And his instinct is to put Kevin up because he believes that Kevin will flip on anybody else that he puts up on the block because he thinks that Kevin is working with Josh. He also thinks that Helena might be in on it. He's been suspicious of Helena for a little while as well. So Kevin and Helena work very hard to convince him that Jace is just as likely to flip on Kevin. And Kevin promises Marty that on his marriage that he won't flip. And Marty's solution is to have the remaining three and then four draw gummy bears. Gino draws red. Gino goes on the block. Gino goes home. Let's run through what's happening here with Helena. She gets another 7 in the stock watch. I again gave her an 8 though, primarily because I thought there was some fantastic work being done from Helena in particular this week. On day 49, her and Kevin agree that they should probably take out Betty this week if they can't get Gino. They are going to consider taking Josh out later though. On day 50, she wonders to the cameras, am I sharing too much with Kevin? Whatever at this point. Then we have a series of events, right? On day 51, Marty is suspicious that both Kevin and Helena are working with Josh. And he thinks that Kevin needs to go up on the block. This is how they prevent Kevin from going up on the block. Kevin and Helena discuss a strategy where they are not going to push Marty for anything in particular. They're not going to try and push Marty into putting Jace up on the block. They're just going to say, we won't flip. And instead they're going to let Jace push and make it seem like, why does Jace want Kevin up on the block so much? Make it seem like Jace is the one that's more likely to flip. Marty lets Helena know about the secret power of veto, uses it as an example of their loyalty. But Helena still executes the plan well. She says, Marty, I'm just worried about how much Jace seems to want Kevin on the block. Don't you think she might flip here? And Marty says, you know, you are kind of right. She's been pretty upset with him ever since the safety chain when he chose to save me instead of her. And she says, exactly. But ultimately, Marty says he still feels like he needs to put Kevin up. He still feels like Kevin is more likely to flip. So Kevin has to come in later that night and work Marty as well, telling him Jace is going to flip on me. And I promise on my marriage, I will not flip. And that is what's going to seal the deal and get Marty to pass out some gummy bears. So on day 52, after the gummy bears have decreed who is going up on the block, and that person is Gino, Jace is pretty annoyed, and she starts a smear campaign against Helena with Betty and Summer, and it's working. She tells them that Helena has a secret final two with Marty, which is backed up by the fact that she didn't use the veto. And they are pissed at Helena. They don't want anything to do with Helena. And Josh is going to give Helena the heads up and the warning, like, hey, Betty and Summer are pissed at you. They don't like you very much right now. So Helena goes to Kevin on day 52 as well and tells him, hey, I think that we can use Jace's secret veto against her. He agrees and says, I think that we can say that Josh was the target. So on day 52 as well, we're going to get some more stuff. There's a lot going on here. And again, it's some great work by Helena. Jace is going to tell Helena that Betty is targeting her. Helena is very frustrated. She doesn't understand why Betty is so annoyed with her. Josh is telling her that Betty's annoyed with her. Jace is now telling her that Betty's annoyed with her. She goes to Kevin and she says, I don't know that we can send Gino out now because the whole house is going to team up against us. Betty and Summer hate me. Kevin says, look, I'm willing to go in that direction. They have a whole emotional thing about it. It lasts a little while. They genuinely consider playing with Gino and Jace and taking out Josh. But Kevin does say he thinks that means playing for second place. But if second place is what matters to us, we can do it. They do seriously consider this for a little while, but ultimately they do decide they're going to get rid of Gino. So on day 53, Jace is going to catch Helena acting really suspicious and realizes she might be flipping. Helena tells her that, look, if Kevin decides to flip, I'm going to have to follow. And Jace is not pleased. We'll have more on that in a little bit. On day 54, Kevin starts to discredit Jace with Betty and Summer. Him and Helena have agreed to enact their Jace had a secret veto plan, and they tell Josh about it. Basically, the story is because Jace has been trying to pull in Betty and Summer, Betty and Summer have been trying to pull in Jace. They've been trying to connect, and Helena's fears are real. If they take out Gino, Summer, Betty, and Jace could start working together, and that could be very bad for them. So here's what they do to counter it. They, now knowing about the secret power of veto, decide to drop that information on Josh. And the way they tell it is that, first of all, Jace had the secret power of veto. Can you believe it? What? We thought Marty must have had it because who wouldn't have used it? Well, turns out Jace didn't use it. Why didn't she use it? She was telling people all week long that the backdoor target was Marty, right? Marty wasn't ever really the target. And the proof is that she didn't use the veto. That's the whole thing. She was lying the whole time. If she had intended to target Marty, she would have used the secret power of veto. Marty would have gone up and Marty would have gone home. But she didn't actually want it to be used. But wait a minute, they might say. They wanted the veto to be used. They kept telling us to use the veto if we won it. Exactly. Because they had to pretend they were backdooring Marty. If the veto had been used, they would have just backdoored you, Josh. Wow. Unbelievable. Those snakes. That's ridiculous. Right? Yeah. That's the play. And the story is that either Moose or Josh leaving was fine for Gino and Jace. And that's why, they were happy to not use the veto at all. So that's the story they tell. They tell it to Josh, and Josh lets Helena know. He says, look, you should be the one to tell Summer and Betty because they're really mad at you right now. But if you tell them this, they'll trust you more. And so she does. Helena is the one to go and tell Summer and Betty and pulls it off beautifully. She fully snows both of them into believing her over Jace, and that the Jace is essentially the devil and can't be trusted. And this is going to come in so clutch for both Kevin and Helena in the coming weeks. So also on day 54, before the eviction, Helena is going to again want to tell Jace about the vote, but Kevin disagrees and thinks that they should leave it a blindside. So we head into week 8, part 2, the triple eviction. Josh wins the HOH. He wants Jace and Marty out. He nominates Jace, Marty, and Summer as a pawn. Keeping Betty, Kevin, and Helena off the block. Faces some heat from Summer, but, you know, what are you going to do? Jace ends up winning the veto, and this forces Josh to nominate one of his closer allies. This is a spot where he really should have nominated Helena, but the crash test dummies are in full force and he ends up throwing Betty up as a pawn instead. Marty and Summer are then evicted. We head into week 9 where Betty wins the HOH. And this is potentially very dangerous because if Betty has recognized that Josh must be working with Kevin and Helena, then she will pull in Jace and they will get the truth. She'll find out that you know, Helena was lying about Jace's secret veto intentions and all of this stuff, and it could spell disaster. But luckily, the work stays solid. They are able to just barely manage to convince Betty that Josh did this without their knowledge and that that Jace is still the devil. And so she ends up targeting Jace because of the secret power of veto information. She also puts Josh on the block for putting her life in danger. Target being Jace, Josh being the backup target at first. Helena then wins the veto and does not use it for the second time. The only person to not use a one power of veto, because Jace didn't use it either, but the only person to win the power of veto and not use it in the whole season. We have some interesting stuff happening here again with Helena. She's going to get an 8 in the Stockwatch. It's her highest rating of the week, and this is of the season so far. And this is because she's getting a lot of credit for this Jace situation and And it's starting to look like Kevin is the one more in hot water than her, and that she might end up getting to the end of the game in a lot of different situations. And at the time of the rating as well, it was looking like they were going to keep Jace. So let's talk about Helena in this final week before this final four situation that we're in right now. On day 55, in the fallout of the triple eviction, Helena plays it up that she was just as surprised as Betty that she didn't go up on the block. She thinks that Josh was just repaying her for not using the veto when Gina was the HOH. Again, going back to that story. On day 56, after going to Wendy's, Betty tells Helena that Kevin pitched a final three of the three of them, and she's in, and Helena loves it. Things are looking really great right now. A final three with Betty. They still got Josh locked in, and Jace and Josh are heading up on the block. On day 56, the plan, also on day 56, the plan to blame Jace for with the secret power of veto, it works. Jace fails to anticipate that the secret power of veto would have been revealed to Betty, and by the time she realizes it has, Betty is immune to her trying to correct the record and fails to get Helena on the block. Jace is trying to get Helena on the block, fails to. And then we're also going to see throughout the week, day 55, 56, and 57, we're going to see many examples of her and Kevin really locking in both their personal relationship and their willingness to bring each other to the final two. They have no intentions of cutting each other. On day 57, Betty finally realizes, wait a minute. Kevin's bad. And she opens Josh's eyes about Kevin as well. She flips Josh against Kevin. And Josh calls Helena Kevin's sidekick. On day 58, Helena wins the veto and then does not use it on a later day. Her and Kevin need to decide which of Josh or Jace leave this week. They've got 4 days to do so, Kevin says. On day 58 as well, her and Kevin discuss the jury votes, and they decide they feel like Josh is the bigger jury threat. They are going to get rid of Josh. So Helena gets to work. She tells Jace that she wants to do that final two they talked about, but for real this time. And she also talks to Betty and sees that Betty is very clearly trying to push her into keeping Josh because now they've reconciled. But she won't admit to the fact that she's trying to push her into keeping Josh, which is way more sketchy. So things are pretty clear at this point. Keep Jace, get rid of Josh, and she's set up. Jace has expressed that she wants to bring Helena to the final two, to the cameras, and it's looking like this is just a fantastic spot for Helena. But then, on day 59, Kevin changes his mind and decides that after thinking about it, thinking about how Gino's probably in the jury pitching and campaigning for Jace, he thinks that maybe they should evict Jace. And Helena says, okay, yep, I agree. Let's do that then. And she goes back to Jace and she says, look, Jace, I would love to keep you, but just so you know, in the event that you are voted out, it's Kevin's fault. Basically, if Kevin goes that way, I will have to follow. This is the second time she said something along those lines to Jace. So on day 60, Kevin lets Jace know, I think I'm going to vote you out. And Jace changes his mind with the correct arguments. She flips him back over. And so Kevin goes to Helena again and says, but before Kevin goes to Helena, Jace goes to Helena and says, hey, Kevin says he kind of wants to keep me now. And he's like, wow, really? She's like, what do you mean, wow, really? Weren't you like working on Kevin to try and keep me? And she's like, oh, yeah, no, it's just I just wasn't expecting that. And Jace is like, okay. Kevin ends up telling Helena, yeah, I think we should keep Jace after all. And Helena's like, okay, great. Yes, I agree. Well, let's keep Jace. But when talking to Jace, Helena is really like, sometimes Helena is very easy to read. Jace is able to read it on Helena that she hasn't really been pulling for her the whole time. And Jace can't even hide her disdain for the fact that Helena is clearly letting Kevin make this decision. And so she's not leaving a great jury impression here. On day 61 and then heading into day 61, Kevin and Helena let Betty know that they're voting for Josh to leave now. And while Betty tries to act cool about it. They agree that her reaction tells them everything they need to know. Josh needs to go. Betty and Josh are clearly working together again. So on day 61, Betty warns Josh, hey, they're going to vote you out. And Josh campaigns to Kevin and Helena, promising that he will throw the final four HOH to them. This flips Kevin back, and Helena says, okay, sure, let's keep Josh. They tell Jace that she's leaving, and Jace lets Helena know that she does not respect her game at all. She's just following Kevin. So they eventually vote Jace out, and they head into week 10, where Josh wins the final four HOH, and they realize that they have screwed up. Josh nominates Kevin and Betty with the hope that if Kevin won the veto, he might evict Helena, since she's never been on the block. Again, that narrative still coming into play, one that Kevin has been pushing a lot throughout the season. Helena avoiding the block at Final Four because she has avoided the block up until that point, and Kevin's made a big deal of it. And Josh then wins the veto and tells Betty he intends to use it on her, and they discuss who should be evicted between Kevin and Helena. Betty says she's leaning toward evicting Kevin because he's more of the mastermind. Helena has been performing better in competitions, and she has this never nominated status, which again was pumped up by Kevin. They don't know how much it really matters, but it's still there. Kevin is putting in a lot of work here at the Final Four, talking to Josh, talking to Betty, talking to Josh, talking to Betty. They see through him for the most part, but he is at least getting his points in. Helena is being a bit more passive here this week, as she talks to Josh, saying, you can put me up on the block if you want to. And to this point, hasn't really made much of a campaign to Josh in terms of whether she should stay or go, at the time that the feeds went down, at least. So that's where we are here at the Final Four. We expect that Helena will stay to the final three just because Josh has been talking about taking out Kevin ever since he found out that Kevin was snaking him. And Betty said that her gut was telling her to lean toward evicting Kevin. But that does not mean that Helena is definitely in the final three. There is some reason to believe that Josh may have been indicating that he was thinking about potentially taking Helena out over Kevin. Betty did tell Josh that he could make the decision. And he did bring up her challenge performance, as well as the fact that, you know, again, like some jury vote things and the fact that he wants to go to the end with Betty. So it's definitely possible that things have switched around. And again, there is that full hour between Arissa coming up on the screen saying that the eviction's in an hour and the actual eviction. We do not know what happened in that time. But in terms of where the momentum was heading, it definitely seemed like Kevin was going to be evicted. If Kevin manages to pull something out of a hat here in the final hour, we will see. Maybe some of that work he was doing throughout the season could come into play. But for right now, it looks like Helena will be sitting there in the final three, where she may have a chance to win this game. If she wins the final HOH, cuts Josh, and takes Betty, she's definitely got a shot. Especially with Kevin and the jury really campaigning for her to stay or for her to win. But we will have to see where that goes. So let's sum it all up here. Let's talk about Helena's game. Total overview from the start. I think the thing to note about Helena is that she told Kevin in the game one time, she said, I don't have a lot of self-confidence. She lacks confidence in herself. And I think this is a key element to understanding her whole game. She shouldn't want for confidence. She's immensely talented at the game. She's very good. She has great strategic instincts. She knows how to bond with people and use that bond in a strategic way. She's a great liar. At times, her lying ability is like when she's on the spot, when she's put under pressure, she crumbles. But when she's not on the spot, when she's not under pressure, she's great. And she is she's just a very talented player. But she does seem to, and as she described herself, lack confidence in that fact. We even get like in the episode where she sees her mom.
I didn't even believe you could get this far, but you did it. Thanks, Mom.
She says, I didn't either. She doesn't have that like self-confidence to really be assured of herself. And that is going to impact her game in my eyes, in a few different key ways. So we see it right away here, week two, that she's the immensely talented part we're going to see right away, right? Feeds come up in week two, despite the fact that she's not included in any of the power structures in the game. She's done some excellent work creating some, creating many individual relationships that are strategically oriented. It's these relationships that allow her to maneuver through the first half of the game, remaining off the block despite being outside of the power structure and performing poorly in the competitions. In contrast, Betty, who was in a similar position, was constantly being thrown on the block and constantly used as either a target or a pawn. Helena is able to avoid all of that with some excellent individual relationship work. Her first big hurdle comes from the fact that she struggles to break out of those individual relationship game sort of strategy, like where she's playing for safety and avoiding the block, to one where she enters a bigger group and makes a mark on the game's direction, right? Like actually wields some power and makes choices. So Kevin is a huge part of helping her break through that barrier. Kevin is the one that helps create these larger groups, making sure that she's included, which is a lot easier to do because of the great individual relationships she has. But Kevin is definitely the one pulling her in this direction of joining bigger groups and actually making power plays instead of just keeping herself safe. When she doubts herself, Kevin is there to push her to make the decision that he thinks is best for them. And sometimes him. And in week five, Kevin puts in a lot of work to keep her safe. This is probably the closest she ever comes to touching the block and potentially being sent home. But she had people in her corner doing work for her to keep her safe. Once jury hits, with the support of the crash test dummies, Helena is finally able to be rid of Hermann and continues to let Kevin direct the big picture stuff while she tries to focus on staying good with as many people as possible. Which is, again, not to devalue her strategic mind. She has some great reads and great ideas. They just aren't always followed through because Kevin has his own ideas and she ultimately defers to him, which is part of why I'm like super interested to see. I would love to see a game where Helena sort of believes in herself more and believes that she's as good at the game as she actually is and has the confidence to really like go in the direction that she thinks is the right call. I still feel like that she may find some trouble in terms of again transitioning from that individual game to a more power player game, but I'd be interested to see her try. I think it would be very a very fun game to watch. But her and Kevin together, they pack a punch. They're constantly overturning bad draws for themselves with clever schemes and manipulation. She does slip up here and there, but she's always able to recover. When they blindside Gino, she does start going down a path that's difficult to recover from. And this is probably the biggest error that she has in the game. And it all, again, ties into the same thing, the lack of confidence in her own game, the deferral to Kevin for a lot of these decisions. It all comes together in one big flawed package, right? She accidentally reveals to Jace that she's following Kevin's lead. If Kevin goes this way, I'm going to have to follow. I think it's her instinct. Her instinct is to just avoid blame, right? She's trying, when working on individual relationships in the way that she does, it's important that people don't blame her for things. They blame other people for things. So she's trying to get Kevin to be the person that they're blaming. But what ends up happening is that by avoiding blame, she also avoids credit. And this continues when Helena says it again to Jace before evicting her. And Jace ends up leaving the game feeling like Helena isn't a respectable player. And we're given the feeling that that Helena has no chance to beat Kevin in a final two at all, despite wanting to take him there. So even if she had won a couple of these competitions, or Kevin had won a couple of these competitions, maybe even if they had decided to go in whatever direction, if she's going to take Kevin to the end, she is not doing a good job at all of jury managing. And it seems as though Kevin would have beaten her in the end, hands down. In some ways, it might have been a good thing for her, for Kevin to be evicted at the final four. because it prevents her from going to the end with Kevin. Additionally, you know, she had the right read on it all along. She knew that Jace should stay, and she let Kevin guide her into the wrong decision. He'd been right many times in the past. You know, part of what had happened throughout this season is that her instincts weren't always right. Usually Kevin's were, and sometimes they agreed and sometimes they didn't, but Kevin was usually able to go in the correct direction, and she always deferred to that direction, and it usually worked out. In this case, though, Helena was right. Helena had the right read on this, and sometimes she had the right read in the past as well, and again, should have pushed more, and this is definitely one of those situations. This was the time for Helena to be confident of her own read and push for Jace to stay. This was the time for her to break out from under Kevin's direction and say, Jace needs to stay. Kevin was fine to go along with it. Because that's the thing. Kevin's not like really intentionally pushing Helena around in certain directions. He knows that she tends to defer to him, and he knows that he has a lot of influence there. But he's willing to, like, if she pushed back hard enough, he would bend, I believe. And it's really important. She really needed to do that. And she didn't. And she let Jace go. And now here at the final four, Josh and Betty have all the power to decide whether she or Kevin leave. Kevin's been working very hard to make sure that he's painted as the weaker player and that Helena has been Helena's been somewhat complacent in this regard. She hasn't been campaigning against Kevin. She hasn't been trying to get her own narrative into the minds of Betty or Josh. If she does end up evicted here, it's likely because for one last time, she conceded to Kevin and kind of let him work his way into safety. If she does stay over Kevin, it's probably because he has the reputation of being the puppet master and her just his sidekick. If she wants to win the game, I think that she needs to make a hard push on Josh and Betty, convince them to keep her, then win that final three HOH, cut Josh. And in her final two speech, she needs to believe in the excellent game she played and take ownership of all the great things she's done in the game. With Kevin in the jury to help sell it as well, I think she could absolutely still take home the win. Now, I think it's easy to focus on Helena's flaws, but again, I really want to emphasize that it's important to recognize her spot-on instincts, the excellent relationship ability, building ability that she has, and her fantastic manipulation skills. Yes, she is a flawed player in some ways. Most players are, but she has so many really, really strong aspects to her game. Just one, sort of big flaw that has held her back in a lot of different ways. I think she would make for a fantastic winner, and I do hope that she receives the respect that she deserves for the game she's played, because, I think it will be easy to craft a narrative that she was just second fiddle to Kevin just because she did concede to his direction throughout the game. But that does not mean that she was not a vital part of their success and that she didn't have great ideas and that her relationships and manipulation skills did not come in clutch. Plus the fact that she won a couple of clutch competitions. It's huge stuff. But I mean, at the end of the day, it all comes down to her being regular schmegular. That's where it is. She sees herself as a regular schmegular person. And I swear I'd prepped this soundbite for this podcast, and now I can't find it. So either way, that's Helena. That's Helena. We'll see what happens. Again, it's possible that we just went over Helena's game and she's sitting in the jury house right now. Who knows? But there's a pretty good chance that she's sitting there in the final three with a pretty good chance to win. And I think, again, she would make an excellent winner. I'm very excited to see what happened here in the final hour of the final four. And that's what we've got for Helena's game. So thank you all so much for joining me here today talking about Helena and the Big Brother Canada 10 game. That's what we've got. Tomorrow I will be back one last time to talk about Kevin's game. Oh boy. You're lucky, Kevin. It's a lot of work. You're lucky that the feeds shut down before we got confirmation that you were leaving. We're going to go through Kevin's game. It's probably going to be a lot, so be prepared, but I'm sure it'll be a good time. So make sure you tune in for that. You can, of course, find me, as always, on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, watching episodes live with all of you. Tune in for, you know, all the good stuff we're doing here, the finale coverage. I'm sure we're going to be doing some post-show game recaps and interviews and all kinds of fun stuff like that as well. So stay subscribed and all of those things. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I'll usually be tweeting all of this out if you need a place to find it. And that's what I've got. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.